All right, guys, we're going to talk about console prices. We're going to talk about Xbox and Xbox attempting to rebrand, which I hadn't even heard of this. You sent this over. Geeky sent this over. The Xbox is trying to rebrand as Xbox all caps.
They're going to scream at you. We're not just Xbox. We're Xbox.
Xbox. It's like Sega back in the day. You said, Sega. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about consoles basically being too damn expensive. And this article was coming from GameSpot. They had a feature article that game consoles are pricing themselves out of relevance. And this is coming after several rounds of price hikes now, like a freaking Xbox. Xbox is, you know, anywhere from $400 to $650.
That's insane.
And they keep raising the prices on these things. So,
well, at this point in time, the way that the new consoles are an expense, and then the games, they have the setup that you don't even own them. And then if you don't do certain things, they shut it off on you, or they can take it away at any time. It's no wonder that people are going to retro consoles and retro games, because you own them. You own the console. You own the game. That's it. You're done. You own it. And you can play it as much as you want, and they can't do shit to it.
Yeah, and I agree with that. In fact, you know, I said before, like, if, you know, if I ever had the means, not that I ever would, but if I ever had the means to make a console, I'd make sure everything was, you know, playable offline. It was couch play, internet optional. And I think that's why a lot of people are going for the retro consoles or retro style consoles now, because they miss that. Just you buy it, you own it, you plug it in. The game was complete. If the game sucked, it sucked. But they, you didn't spend $80 and then you'd have to wait a month until they patch it. Right, to fix
DLC and all that, you have to keep adding and paying, and now they're trying to turn everything into subscription services so that they make more and more money off of you, and it's just ridiculous. And then the prices of the consoles to play these games on, they're already, you know, trying to make more money off of, is getting higher and higher and higher because of whatever excuse they're going to give. And then, you know, and then they turn around and said, oh, because they're the tariffs, and they didn't pay tariffs, and then they charge more for the tariffs, and then they didn't give people back their money.
Yep. That's Nintendo, yeah. So now people are trying to sue Nintendo to be like, hey, you're raising the price of your console, but you said it was because of tariffs. Now they're saying, no, it's because of the cost of the memory or whatever. Mm-hmm. Really, I think in Nintendo's case, they're not selling as many Switches as they thought they were going to, so now we got to charge more per unit. But that's just a hunch. Anyway, we're going to talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you will get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you'd like more of us, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. That's More Clownfish TV. And you can get more if you can join the Reef for less than the cost of a super chat. We've got some paywalled content and lots more on the way. Thank you to the Reefers for making this video possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this comes from Kotaku. The internet reacts to Xbox trying to rebrand as Xbox all caps.
Yeah, I didn't even think about this. I happened to see it when I was looking for stuff on, because I look at Kotaku, and I was like, what?
Oh.
This ranks up there with it was HBO, and then it was HBO Max, and then it was
then was Max, and then back to HBO Max.
Yeah, it's just, come on. It's so stupid.
It's weird because I always thought it was all caps. At least back when it first came out, I always thought it was all caps. And
apparently not.
Apparently not.
Now it is.
So this is Asha Sharma, who's the new CEO of Xbox, who comes from an AI background, and that's a whole nother can of worms. But she announced something huge in a post on X. Xbox is now Xbox all caps. Guess she wasn't kidding about going deeper into the areas that matter most. She put up a poll on X on May 13th with the simple question, Xbox or Xbox all caps? And the people have cast their votes, and Xbox has it.
Yeah, because they probably thought that's how it was already.
So
literally, that you're going to rebrand. You're rebranding. And you have to remember, if they were doing the lowercase, the capital X and the lowercase box, and they're going to have to spend how much money to have everything changed to all caps?
So that they did bring the green logo back, though, too, which I thought was interesting, because
I didn't know they got rid of it. I don't pay enough attention.
Oh yeah, no, the new generation, everything is black and white and very bland.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, you should definitely bring back the even though I associate that with Alienware, but you know what I mean. You should bring back because something like that's bright and a certain color people associate with it. It was dumb to have changed it because everybody always associated with the green.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was Xbox was green, PlayStation was blue.
Yes.
Now Switch is red. You know what I'm saying?
I thought Nintendo was like red. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and for Mario, right? So, mm-hmm. So they put the poll up and they said, no, it's not a joke. They said, was it a joke? A riff on racist billionaire Elon Musk's obsession with polling people on X. Racist billionaire Elon. Watch yourself, Kotaku. You're going to get sued for defamation. Only to ignore the overwhelming majority. No, they actually changed the official Xbox name to Xbox all caps. And now people are making fun of it.
It was stupid to me. And then how much you don't understand. Well, you understand. But like these people aren't thinking about the fact that if they have to, because it's all caps now and it does change things, they're going to spend a lot of money having to rebrand everything to be in all caps. Like you don't understand the amount of money involved in something so simple and stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Sting removes mask and he's got the mask on.
Yeah, that's funny, actually.
So toothpick changes everything. And let's see here. Wario64. Of course, we have to go. Kotaku has to go to Blue Sky, not to X, because, you know, racist billionaire Elon Musk. Yeah. Gaming since 2001. We got the old logo back and we've got the...
Well, no, I think the old logo's about, to be honest with you, the whole idea of everybody going retro and they want to go with the old school stuff. So they're bringing the old logo back. Even though I didn't really change it because that was the best. I mean, I guess now you mention it, I can't visualize the new one. I just don't even pay attention enough.
Nobody pays attention to the
green was always the best. Sorry, it was.
Well, yeah, that was like everybody knew you turn that Xbox on, you got that green light. That
green
was,
logos, you know, matter.
Green logos matter. My favorite Xbox was the 360, and I haven't bought one since then.
We haven't had an Xbox. Kids had options, and they always wanted PlayStation, not Xbox.
Yeah, but... So, yeah, the internet's kind of making fun of it. I don't know. I mean, if they would lean into what makes Xbox makes it a console, but I don't have a lot of faith because Asha Sharma comes from their AI division, from Microsoft's AI division, and she hired a bunch more AI people to work with her. So
are they
I'm
all
like,
from India?
No, surprisingly, no.
I was waiting for it because how many companies? They're going to get rid of tech people and they just bring all these people from India over.
Yeah, no, but I just don't have... I don't know. This feels like brand damage management to me. This sounds like they're just trying to do some damage control because Xbox is a damage brand massively. They were all like going in on the I don't know if you remember the game everywhere, like everything is an Xbox, you can game anywhere. And people are like, then why should we buy an Xbox if you can play these games anywhere?
To me, what it seems like is distraction, for one. Two, everybody's going for wanting retro and nostalgia, so they're going to try to use the old logo and try to go back for that old feel. And, it, you know, I think and making them the people feel like they're involved in the decision, like they're having a vote, which they probably were going to just pick the do with all caps anyway. Why ask otherwise? Mm. But making people, so I think it's like making them feel more connected to the choice because they had a say in it, but also going back to the past and retro stuff because that's what everybody's looking for because they don't want to play the new consoles.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just it. So let's talk about that. That takes us into. The other part of this episode where we're going to talk about game console pricing, and I did mention Xbox now being like freaking $650 for an Xbox.
It's not as bad as PlayStation.
PlayStations are creeping up. The PS5 Pro is like $1,000 almost. It's insane. It's just absolutely insane. Now, if you want to adjust for inflation, though, I did crunch the numbers, and when the Atari 2600 first came out in the 70s, I think it was like $150 or something like that, but that would be like the same amount. It would be like $1,000 now.
It wouldn't have been that high, I don't think.
Hold on. Let me look.
I'm surprised it is that high. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it launched at $199 in 1977, and it was called the Atari VCS before they called it the 2600, and adjusted for inflation, it would be over $1,000 today. But that was, computers were new, right? So that was, I mean, that's the same with the Macintosh computers. I don't think people realize that Macs were like thousands and thousands of dollars back in the early to mid 80s. And I'd see ads for them in the newspaper. Remember newspapers? I'd see ads for Macintosh computers in the newspaper. And I'd be like, oh, my God, that's almost as much as a car.
Like a car now.
Yeah, right. And they were incredibly expensive. Even my first Mac was like $3,000.
I did know that, actually.
1997. Which would be like $5,000 or $6,000 today. So yeah.
Yeah, you had to take a whole loan out just for that.
Yes, yeah. I had to take a loan just to buy a Mac so I could do graphic design work. It was a whole thing. But so they're getting up there. People are used to cheaper consoles because, you know, historically, the price of technology came down over the years, and now because of everything going on, they're claiming AI shortage, chip shortages.
Chip shortages is what they mostly are saying.
Yeah, Nintendo's never used that excuse before, but
no, that's time and that's tried and true, an age old excuse, chip shortage.
Yeah, so just the AI overview, speaking of which, on Google says current console prices range from $199 for a baseline portable system to $900 for high-end flagship hardware, and they're talking the Steam machine they think might be over $1,000.
And that's not even counting the people who play on computers, and we know how much those can go for.
$3,000 a pop. Well, as people who had an esports gaming center, yes, we know what we spent on each one of those rigs, and they were
mid-range. Well, that was before they were short. There was a shortage. And, you know, here's the thing, too. You know, they said that they think 40% decline, a downturn, people doing their own builds because of the chips and
expenses.
You know, but that's okay. Was it Asus is going to have, like, $899 something package?
Oh, yeah, they were going to do cheap, yeah. So, I mean, and then the motherboards are down because nobody can afford the RAM or the GPUs. Yeah, it's a whole thing. So this is come from GameSpot. So this isn't like some random, this is like GameSpot, right? Microsoft and Sony won't have an audience to sell to if they can't make their systems more affordable.
Well, that's true, but I think it goes beyond that. I think they're not going to have an audience to sell to besides the system. The gaming prices they're charging is digital, and you pay as much as you have to pay. You know, well, there are a couple of them that are dropped, but... And then you have to constantly pay a subscription fee and all this, and then they could take it away. And all these things are making it less and less attractive, not even counting the price of the system. All the shit just to play the system and play the games you want to play is becoming less and less attractive to gamers.
Well, I did a video the other day talking about how gamers are not paying full price for games anymore. They're waiting until the games go on sale.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, they don't want to take a chance on a $70 game that's not complete, that's not very good, that's predatory.
It's fair and understandable.
Yeah, and they said Gen X is actually the generation that's the least willing to plunk down that much money on a brand new, unproven game. But they said, looking forward to the next Xbox and PlayStation consoles, analysts are predicting $900 as the low end of the possible pricing. And that number is seeming more and more optimistic. That's a lot of money to spend for a dedicated machine that, for most console gamers, is just used to play Call of Duty or the latest football game. You can do that on your PC. Mm-hmm. And it does so much more.
And I say you pay more, but it does a lot more than just that. Yeah.
Consoles are becoming too expensive for all but the most dedicated gamers to justify, especially when gamers in their teens and early 20s have grown up in a world where a console is no longer needed to play the vast majority of games.
I could be wrong, but wasn't Xbox the one that it was like it was exciting because you could use it as you could have keyboards and stuff with it too and use it as a computer? Was that Xbox?
I know a lot of the consoles, that was like a novel thing. Like, oh, you can get on the internet with the console.
It wasn't a lot of them, though. It was only a couple.
Dreamcast did it. I'm pretty sure Xbox,
PlayStation. Well, I want to say Xbox. I can't remember. I know one of them, I don't remember which one it was, but I remember that was like one of their selling points was, oh, it's not just a computer. You know, or a gaming system. It was also a computer. I don't remember which one it is because it's been so long and everything's computer. It's tied to computers now anyway.
Well,
once upon a time, they weren't.
That's how they always tried to sell. Like in the 80s, they always tried to sell video game machine consoles basically as computers. And they were trying to get away from the whole stigma of it just being a console. They're like, oh, hey, your ColecoVision or Intellivision can do like educational games too. Oh, you can buy a floppy drive. Yeah.
That's why Gen X is less likely to pay for something full price unless it's proven, because it's like when we were younger, one, I was never paid full price for anything if you can avoid it. But two, you know, you needed to do more to make it worth the money.
Yeah, and that's how you always trick your parents into buying, like, oh, it's a computer. I'm buying it to do computer stuff on it. Then the first thing you do is go play games.
Right, yeah. I need a computer for school and gaming.
Well, that's what I did. I was like, I need a computer for school. Yeah, I'm totally playing Ultima on this, and I'm totally playing.
See, my dad would build computers, so he just would put me whatever I wanted. But yeah, now you build computers, and you just put whatever we want. So there you go.
Pretty much, yeah. Linux, folks,
Linux. I just kept, you know, marrying someone who knew how to build computers.
She likes me for my big brain.
Mm-hmm. It's actually true. But that's, you know, and sense of humor.
Yes, I wasn't joking. My brain is huge. And my ass is wonderful. I have a wonderful ass.
Honestly, it's true, though. I did, that was why I liked you. You were funny and you were smart. And that's the truth.
I had a nice ass, yeah.
Well, I didn't know about your ass at the time. It was funny and smart that got me initially. Anyway.
While the gaming industry is still massive, the traditional sector of games are struggling. Games industry sales tracker Circana reported last year, game spending in general dropped by 4% compared to last year. Hardware spending specifically dropped 27%. Actually, the sales at Christmas, console sales at Christmas, were the worst since the 90s.
That's bad, because like everybody would always wait to Christmas because they always have the specials, and that's what's always one of the big Christmas presents that people would probably buy. If they're going to buy a console, it's almost always at a holiday like Christmas.
Now they just want V-Bucks. They don't.
That's actually not untrue. Yeah. I can tell you, as somebody who does like the Angel Trees and stuff, you get a couple kids that still ask for consoles, but most everybody is asking for, Robux, V-Bucks, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Hardware spending dropped, 27%. Xbox Series and PlayStation 5 sales dropped by 70% and 40%. So Xbox Series sales dropped 70%. Some people are saying that their Targets and their Walmarts are not even carrying Xbox anymore. So
I haven't even thought to look, to be honest, because we never buy Xbox. So to me, I don't even pay attention.
I don't see the point. The 360 was great. The 360, one of the best consoles ever made, I think. And we still have ours. It's still in the closet upstairs. But after that, I'm just like, I got multiple gaming PCs. Like I don't need an Xbox. There's nothing exclusive on here that I want. Like it used to be Halo was exclusive to Xbox and they had a lot of other exclusives. And now it's just like, there's no reason to buy an Xbox, but now it's all caps.
That's what I'm saying, because they don't even have the stores are carrying them. No one's interested really. So it's like, they're trying to do whatever they can gimmicky to get, interest up, and then going back to the old colors and logo, like, remember. But here's the thing. It's like people, we talked about it at length. They're buying retro consoles. They're going to buy the Xbox 360 over the new Xbox. And then a lot of these things that they can just put a game in, and they don't have to worry about the fact that it could be bricked or, whatever. You can still play and do whatever you want to do and just have a relaxing time playing your game and knowing that it's your game, you own it, you didn't have to sell the house for it, and they aren't going to make changes to it that you have no say over.
Yeah, and that really is pissing people off. I mean, here's the truth. The truth is there are so many games out there. Like I do like checking out new games from time to time, but there's so many games out there. No one person could play every single video game, play through every single video game ever made, ever, like in your life. You never could do it. There's
I don't have time
too much
to play games now. Even though the Haunted Chocolatier better come out soon, because I've been waiting for five years.
Lady wants her chocolate. You better give her her chocolate.
She's been waiting.
She wants a Haunted Chocolatier. Yeah. So they're talking how the prices of consoles adjusted for inflation tend to average about $500 or $600. But they said that things are changing now. They said that usually, the prices would go down. The early adopters would get the consoles, and then a year or two in, they'd drop the price.
You always knew if you waited a year or so, you could get it as a deal. Yes.
They said now, though, it's backwards. They said this is all to help establish what a strange time we're living in for gaming. The Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 launched in 2020 for $499 each, almost 6 years into their life cycle. 6 years. So at this point, most consoles would be retired or waning after 6 years. We're still buying the original systems, not the slimmed down versions, and we're paying more for them. The PS5 is now $580, and the Xbox Series X goes for $550.
Well, I think there's a couple things here, because I think, one, you have the components are more expensive because of people trying to drive up parts. And then I think it's a matter of the fact that the technology hasn't advanced as quickly. It's advancing, but it's such a cost prohibitive jump for people to make a console of. They're just going to keep milking that one as long as they can until it's more cost, effective for them to make another console. But they're raising the prices on the games and stuff like that instead. Yeah. And they keep, you need this add-on, that add-on, that's good, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. This subscription, that subscription. So they're driving up the cost of the consoles, but they're making up for a lot of it with the cost of the games. Even if you got it cheap, you're still going to pay out the nose for the games.
Yeah, but people, they're done. Like, gamers are done with this. They're not, but they're saying the next consoles are going to be $900. And I'm sorry.
Well, that's it. They had to wait until it became more cost effective, but that's still cost prohibitive for most people.
Yeah. And the way things are going now, people are being a lot more choosy with how to spend their money. And, $900, you could put $900 toward a mid-range gaming PC.
They'd be smart to do if they're worried about money and they need to make more money? What they'd be smart to do would be either bring back old consoles as like an anniversary edition or something, remake them, mm-hmm. and make the games for them again. So if you already have the old console, you can buy it. You can just buy the game. Yeah. You can buy the new copy. Or just, you know, so that people are buying all these, consoles, you know, used and retro, and they're paying through the nose sometimes for some of these things. Just bring them back. And then there's a whole other market you could have that you're having a console. It's still going to be kind of pricey, I'm sure, but it's still going to be a lot less than their high-end tech stuff. And they can just bring them back as an anniversary special. Not the ones with some of the games programmed in, but the actual system. And then sell actual cartridges.
Yeah, they're doing that with the Neo Geo. They're bringing
that's what I'm saying. Okay, so it'd be like Neo Geo. That's what they need to do. Because, yeah. I mean,
Atari did it too. They're doing
that's
Ataris,
what they need to do. Because if everybody wants the old stuff and they want more affordability and they want games that are, you know, just on a cartridge or a disc and that you don't have to worry about being online and all this other stuff. And then basically it's just, you already have the tech, you already have the stuff done. You already have it archived. It's literally just the expense of having it reprinted, which on a disc is not expensive. And then to run, you don't have to even upgrade it because it's going for an older system.
Yeah.
And then, you know, or you could do a version that, I guess, it's slightly upgraded, but, you know, people would eat that crap up and you'd have a whole other market and you don't have all the R&D and all the people developing all this stuff and working all this. It's already done. You're just printing money at that point.
It would be really interesting to bring out like the NES or the Super NES and make like games people wanted but never got. Like, wouldn't it be interesting to bring out the Super NES again, re-release some of the old games, but also maybe make like a new Mario or Zelda 16-bit game?
Right, yeah, because make some new stuff for that system.
Yeah, a fraction of the cost of what would cost to make it for the Switch,
or,
too.
Or, you know, do a slight upgrade because, you know, TVs are higher, much higher definition. You could just, like, and it's not as much as making a whole new game, to just go and upgrade some things. And, you know, so it runs a little bit smoother on a newer television. You do that.
Like if it had a lot of flicker or something like
that. Yeah, anniversary edition. I mean, actually, people might want the flicker just because it's nostalgic. But you do like an anniversary edition, like you said, put out either, you know, make new games for the console.
Canceled games that were never brought out.
Yeah, you already have like all the stuff done. You know, the concept, all the, you know, you could just, it wouldn't be that hard to finish. And I'm sorry, they take a lot less work than one of these new games do.
Oh, yeah.
You have a whole untapped market. Now everybody's just buying the old, people are restoring systems and they're buying those and they're paying through the nose for them. And it's like you could be putting them out now and people will be buying them like crazy, especially if you made the price affordable. So it doesn't matter if people are all buying your $900 machine. You could have your $900 machine, but then you might be getting a lot of money off your one that doesn't cost you much to make, but you still can charge a decent price for. But it's
$100,
not like
$200 for a retro machine.
And it might cost you like, you know, $20 to make it, $30 to make it, and then you're out there charging, there's a whole other untapped market and there's going to eBay and buying this stuff. You guys could be, you know, hitting this market hard. When they had the re-releases, well, they were just the ones like you had that.
Oh, the mini consoles.
Mini consoles. You couldn't get them. Like everybody wanted them. You couldn't get them. It was cheaper to go buy an old console than it was to try to get the mini consoles. The demand is there. And there's much more demand now than there was then.
Especially
just
like
to
a,
me, it seems like a, you know, wasted opportunity.
I love what they're doing with Atari that, yeah, they've got the retro consoles. They'll play all the old games, but they also are making new games, and they're making games that were maybe canceled.
Yes, I bought you different ones, which I was gonna have. They put some new ones up. You have to check that, by the way, so you want to add to your list.
But I love that. And it's like you buy that game, you own that game. They're also bringing up, too, which you mentioned before, that you know we really don't need new consoles every 5 years because the graphics have pretty much hit the max, right?
And then if you want to go better, it's going to be such a, like I said, you have to wait until the technology comes down and price enough that you can make a home version of it. So you have to wait several years anyway to just for the like I said, make it so it's not cost prohibitive.
Because we're looking, I mean, here they have a side-by-side picture of Halo on the Xbox One and the Series X. And they're supposed to be two
much different.
No, they're supposed to be two different generations of consoles, and there's barely any difference. Like, it's not like the jump from the NES to the Super NES to the N64 to the GameCube. Right. Like, you could see a major jump
every
time.
I wouldn't even put another console out until you had a major difference.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same thing. We're going to up it a little bit, stick like, you know, another letter X on it or series on it, and then say, oh, more money. And people are getting sick of it. I think you're better actually to go backwards and put out things that were, you know, because right now that's what everybody wants. You're better to go backwards than forwards.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting to see this next generation of I think this is the last generation of like dedicated console gamers.
You don't really need them though, because you can don't just really do everything on PC. They all release on Steam anyway.
I know, right? That's the thing. Like, you know, I've got a mini PC. I did a video on how I put it together, but I had a mini PC. It was like a $500 mini PC, and I put a whole bunch of retro games on, a whole bunch of, I mean, lower end or mid range Steam games, but it works fine and it's plug and play. It boots up as soon as you turn the computer on. It's just like having a console with, you know, thousands of games built in. And, you know, so there are lots of other options out there. And I think people are looking at that too. They're just like, we're not going to pay $900 for a console and then another $80 for the games. Like, who the hell is going to pay that now? You know, it's just, they're not.
Wait. This is funny. I don't think consoles ever price themselves out of the market. The issue is they were only ever adopted by one generation, the millennials.
What?
Dudes, you can't be this stupid.
Oh, come on. Yeah, this is a comment on the GameSpot article. Millennials. Older gamers, you get them to game on PC or other devices instead. Bitch, we were Gen X. We were the first generation of gamers. Like, I've been there since
Atari. Everybody always forgets we exist. So there you go. I just thought that was funny.
It's hilarious. It's like, and then the millennials are like, they were at the tail end of arcades and stuff like that. And they're like, well, back in the arcade, I was like, you were not there when things were big. You were not there. No. Like, stop it.
I always love when people try to lecture me about how things were. And it's like, you weren't even alive. So that's what happened with the She-Ra. But, you know, they're trying to lecture me.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, they talk about the exclusive games too. That's a big problem. That's why Xbox especially has been hit, because there aren't any exclusive games anymore, because now we're going to have Halo everywhere. But Nobody cares about Halo. That was a big problem.
Well, you know, that is true though, because it's like, you know, you wanted Mario and stuff, you had to buy Nintendo.
Yeah.
And it was because you had to buy the consoles to play some exclusive titles. And now that the titles are pretty much on Steam and everywhere else, you don't need it.
Right.
You still play those games, but you don't need the console. So
anyway, are we going to wrap this one up?
Yes.
There we go, guys. Remember, Xbox, yeah, scream it. It's all caps now. It's all caps.
Every time you say, like different game systems, you know, Nintendo, you know, PlayStation, Xbox.
That sounds very
Steam,
like
Steam Deck, you know.
Xbox.
Good pops. It burps. Xbox.
Oh, Goose Berms. I thought you said X Berm. I'm like, what's X Berm?
No.
Is that like the X-Men?
No.
All right. Anyway.
That's why it's green.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. So, let's wrap this up. Please subscribe. I don't know why you would, but thank you very much if you do. Bye.
Bye.